Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Beis. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. And we once again thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for the extremely generous continued sponsorship. Anyone who would like to sponsor the shir, it's $54. You could email dafsponsor@bknw.org. So we are holding two lines on the bottom of the page at the two dots on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph and Beis. We made a bit of a run for it yesterday at the end. So today we're going to discuss, Rav Huna makes a certain statement about Or being Mevatel, two half kezesim of basar with regard to Tumas Nevela, at least, that the if you have two half kezesim of basar, not a single kezesim in one spot, but two half kezesim attached to Or, then that's not considered a kezayis of Nevela, and therefore will not be Metame Bimasa. So the Gemara is going to have two possibilities. Which shita in Tanayim is Rav Huna following when he makes such a statement? It seems to be there is a machlokas on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet on a very related type of topic, and it seems to be that Rav Huna's statement is against one shita in Tanayim, but it's too obviously like the other. So that's why we struggle with this. Is he saying something that is pshita, or is he saying something that just seems to be off, seems to be incorrect? So the Gemara is going to have two possibilities. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to go through a list of oros that have a din of basar. Most of the time, Or is not metame b'nevela because Or is hardened, it's not like basar, and therefore does not have tumas nevela. But there are a number of unique types of oros that are very soft, and therefore are metame tumas nevela. The Gemara is going to discuss why it is that Or Adam is considered to be tame. The Gemara is also going to discuss why it is, or when exactly it is, that a camel's hump gets hard enough that the skin is no longer considered to be basar and will now become a regular din of Or that no longer has tumas nevela. And similarly, we're going to talk about when the rosh egel harach, the head of a small calf, becomes hardened to the point that it's no longer considered basar. On Amud Beis, we're going to discuss whether everybody agrees that a rosh egel harach is in fact considered basar and is not always considered Or. And we're also going to talk about the status of the Or of the Shmona Shratzim, which of course is a significant afyomi coincidence because that's this week's parsha. Right, so we're really working off of the psukim toward the end of this week's parsha of Parsha Shmini. And then at the very end of the daf, if we'll see if we get to it today, we're going to have a variety of dinim that are all talui in the issue of dalad mil, in the distance of dalad mil. How we're going to see that one of those dinim that are talui in the distance of dalad mil, or the amount of time it takes to walk 4 mil, may be the din of the status of an or that becomes hardened at a certain point. And there are many, many other dinim, mostly Arachayim related dinim, that are tali in the same distance of Dalin Mil. So let's pick up Rabbi Yehuda Amar Alol, two lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Kuf Chaf Alvam Beis. Rabbi Yehuda said that if you have Alol of Nevela, that's Mechunas in a single place, and Alol, we said already before, in Rabbi Yehuda's definition of the way he's using it in the Mishnah, is small pieces of basar that are attached to the skin. That when you skin the animal, some small pieces of basar remained attached to the skin. So the Alol of Nevela that it's mechunas in one spot. If there's a kezayis b'makom echad, it has a din of nevela yichayiv mishum nevela. So Rav Huna v'hu shekinso. That's only if you yourself were kones the alal together to make that kezayis, because then you're showing that you're megaladas, that you were never mevatalit in the first place. But if on its own, let's say children were playing with it and got it together, then Rav Yudu would agree to the Tanakhama that is not considered nevela. You're not chayiv because you mevatalit it originally, and it became Or, and therefore it's never going to come back to becoming Nevela. Or of a Nevela doesn't have a din of a Nevela. Only Basar Nevela has a din of a Nevela. So therefore it already became Batal to the Or, it will never come back to being Nevela. So says Gemara, now here's the statement of Rav Huna that's going to cause us the whole discussion of trying to figure out which Tana he follows. Va'amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says the following. Shnei Chatzoi Zesim, Sheyeshon Al Gabei Or. If you have two Chatzi Zesim of Basar Nevela, that are found connected to a piece of Or, Ha'or Mevatlan. The Or is Mevatl, the Din Basar, they don't have Tumas Nevela at all. So says Mar Ali B'daman, which Tana is Rav Huna making a statement within? A little bit of background is necessary. In 2 days from now, we're going to have a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Dalid Amud Aleph that's going to report a Machlokas Tanaim. The Mishnah is going to talk about of Or of Nevela that has exactly this case. Shnei Chatzai Zesim Shal Nevela, that it has two Kazesim of Nevela. Rabbi Shmuel Shita is, if you pick up that Or with the Shnei Chatzai Zesim of Nevela, it's Metame Bimasa, because you're carrying a Kazayis of Basa Nevela. It's not Metame Bimaga, because you don't have a Kazayis of Nevela Bimachem Echad, but it's Metame Bimasa, because you're carrying a full Kazayis of Nevela all together. By Maga, it's only if you touch all at one time. If you're Nogea B'chatzi Zayis, and then you're Nogea B'od Chatzi Zayis, you're not going to be Metame B'maga. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that it is Metame B'masa. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not Metame Lo B'maga, V'lo B'masa. The Or was already Mevatel L'Basar. The Basar is only two half Kazesim, the Or is Mevatel it. So you see that Rabbi Shmuel apparently holds Or is not Mevatel Basar. Rabbi Akiva holds Or is Mevatel Basar. So what did Rav Huna say? Mamish, same case. Shnei Chatzai Zesim, Asher Yeshna Al Gabei Or. So he says, Ha'or Mevatlan. The Or is Mevatel Basar. There is no Tumas Nevela. So the problem is that if he's saying like Rabbi Akiva, it's so pashut. He's saying exactly what Rabbi Akiva said. Why do I need Rav Huna to tell me exactly what Rabbi Akiva said? And it's a bigger problem if he's saying like Rabbi Shmuel, because it's against what Rabbi Shmuel said. So Aliba Deman, who's he talking with him? Who's Rav Huna talking with him? I Aliba Rabbi Shmuel Amar Lo Mevatelar. If he's saying like Rabbi Shmuel, he's going against Rabbi Shmuel. V Aliba Rabbi Akiva Pshita Amar Mevatelar. And if he's saying like Rabbi Akiva, it's too obviously going like Rabbi Akiva. So says in our first possibility Liolam Aliba Rabbi Shmuel, the less intuitive possibility. He's really assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, who said the exact opposite of what he said. Ki Amar Rabbi Shmuel Lo Mevatelar. When did Rabbi Shmuel say that it's still considered Basar Nevela to the point that it's going to be Metame Yubimasa, Hani Mili Shapalata Tochaya? That's only if a beast bit the animal, and that's how it has a piece of dangling skin with some basar on it. It has a piece of skin that's been removed with some basar on it. Because no one ever midaas was mevatel this basar. And therefore, the basar is still considered basar nevela. Avoplatu sakin. But if you did the cutting, the skinning of the animal yourself, and you left some basar on the ar, and you did that midaas, then batel, then even Rabbi Shmuel is going to agree that it's batel. So says Rav Huna, I'm telling you that the basar becomes, the Shnei Chatzai Zayis of basar become batel to the ar, and even Rabbi Shmuel, who says that they don't, would agree to me. Because he only says that they don't when it happened accidentally. But when you did it purposefully, then it's going to be, then Rabbi Shmuel would agree to me. So says Mar Tashemel, let's bring a raya to figure out whether Rav Huna really could have been talking within the shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Because we have another Mishnah, we had another Mishnah, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'olala Mechunas. Rabbi Yehuda says, our Mishnah, if you have these small pieces of Basar Nevela that are still attached to the Or after the skinning, and you gather them together, Im Yesh Kezayis Makom Echad Chayav Nalav. If you gather together a Kezayis of it, you're Chayav Mishum Nevela. If you eat it, you're going to get Malkus. If you touch it, and you enter the Beis HaMikdash before you mitire yourself, you're Chayav Kareis. Va'amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said about that which Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayav on the Allah Mechunas Mishum Nevela, Vuhu Shekinso. That's only if you yourself were Koneisin, meaning that's what we started with today, that first statement of Rav Huna. Because then you're Megaladas, that you were never Mevatalit initially. But if it was Niskanis Me'elav, it just managed to get itself together without any purposeful Kavana to do so, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tanakhama that it is not considered Nevela, and you're not Chayav in it. So from the fact that Rav Huna says that Rabbi Yehuda's Halalach is only Kishakinso, you see that he's talking about that the sakin left less than a kazayis basar in different places, and nevertheless, if you were mekanesit and you're megaladas that you were not mevatelit, it will still have a status of nevela according to Rabbi Yehuda. So you see that only if you're mevatel bekavana does it become batel, but the R automatically is not going to be mevatelit. If the R automatically was mevatelit, then it wouldn't be choser. The din nevela wouldn't be choser when you're konesit. So it must be that it's not yet batel unless you specifically have intention to be mevatel. So says Mar Iyam Rabbi Shlomo Plato Sakin L'Rabbi Shmuel Nami Lo Batel. So Rav Huna, Damar Rabbi Shmuel, if Rabbi Shmuel's shita is that it's never that the basar is never going to be batal, even when you're when you skin it with a knife, and not just when an animal bites it, but even when you skin it with a knife, then this statement of Rav Huna within Rav Yehuda could be following Rabbi Shmuel, that and the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi Akiva. Eli Amrit Plato Sakin the Rabbi Shmuel batil, but if Rabbi Shmuel's going to agree that the basar is going to be batal to the R whenever you did the skinning with the knife, then Rav Huna damar kaman. Then Rav Huna says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you that when there's a kazayas of basar that was initially scattered and the R is not mevatel, that's going like nobody. So you have to say that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the R is not mevatel the basar, even when you did the actual skinning. So the entire chilik that we made before, that Rav Huna's second statement is following Rabbi Shmuel, but he thinks Rabbi Shmuel would agree with him, that can't be true, because Rav Huna's first statement about the qualifying the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't fit if Rabbi Shmuel if Rabbi Shmuel only held that the that the basar is not batel when it happened by itself, but would hold that the basar is batel when it happened. So says Gemara Eliliolam Palato Sakon Rabbi Shmuel Lo Batal Rav Huna Damar Rabbi Akiva. So scratch that whole thing. We have to say that Rav Huna is following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, which he sounds like he's following. The problem with saying he follows the sheet of Rabbi Akiva is that it's too obvious. So says Gemara Pshita, according to Rabbi Akiva, isn't it obvious? It says in the Mishnah Beferish that according to Rabbi Akiva, the or is mevatel shnei chatzai basar that are attached to it. Why does Rav Huna have to repeat the shita of Rabbi Akiva? Says no, mal detei mekikam Rabbi Akiva hanimili palato sakin av palato chaya lo batel. I might have thought that Rabbi Akiva only holds that it's batel when you purposefully cut the or from the basar and still left a few pieces of basar attached to the or. That's when the or is mevatel the basar. But if it happened on its own, because a chaya bit the animal and some of the or came off with basar, so I might think that even Rabbi Kiva would say it's not batel. Kamash milan, that's where Rav Huna comes to tell me to explain that time of the Rabbi Kiva mneisha or mevatlan loshna palat chaya loshna palat sakin. The Rabbi Kiva will say that the or is mevatel the basar regardless of how it happened. Kedektani seifa mepnei mar Rabbi Kiva metar ba or mneisha or mevatlan, from the fact that it says ha or mevatlan, not mepnei shebitlan, that you were mevatel it. It sounds like it doesn't matter how the or and basar ended up in this predicament of having a little bit of basar attached to the or. The or is automatically mevatelit. It's got nothing to do with what you do, what your intentions are, and therefore even if it was done by a chaya. So that's what the Gemara concludes, that Rav Huna follows the sheet of Rabbi Akiva like he sounds. He sounds like he's following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, and he's just trying to emphasize that Rabbi Akiva holds that it doesn't matter how that came about. How it came about that the or had shnei chatzai zayis basar attached to it. Good. Now we have a new mishnah. This new mishnah is going to be a single topic that's going to be the rest of the daf and beyond. Now the previous mishnah told us that oros are mitstarif to basar for the sheer kibetzah for tumas ochlim, meaning the or has the din of a shomer for the basar, but it's not mitstarif le basar for sheer kazayis for tumas nevelos. Right? Tumas nevelo doesn't apply to or, and the gemara explains that the idea that Tumas Nevela doesn't apply to Ar is derived from the Pasuk in the Torah, also this week's Parsha, Hanogea Benivlasa Yitma, that only someone who touches the Nevela Mamish becomes Tame, not someone who touches the hardened skin that's not Roy Lachila, that's not called Nevela. So our Mishnah is going to explain that's not always true. There are certain types of Ar that are soft, that are edible, and that are therefore part of Tumas Nevela. Elu sha'orosehen kibasaran. The following things have such soft skin that's roi l'achila and it's therefore metame like the basar would be metame. Right? That's the assumption. That's what Rashi points out over here, that it's metame. That's what we're trying to highlight, that it's metame. The Rambam in Hilchos Machos Asuros Perek Dalet lists these oros as far as not only tuma, but if you eat these oros, you're chayiv for eating nevela. And Tiferes Yaakov explains the reason Rashi just mentions tuma, if the same is going to be true as far as achilas nevela, is because the perek is talking about tuma. So Rashi mentions tuma, but really it's saying that it has a full status of nevela. And if you eat these oros, it's you're chayiv for achilas nevela as well. In the Sefer Amanik, he writes that the din of a mishnah, the din of our mishnah, is both by the isra of tuma and the Yisr of Chabura B'Shabbos as well. What does that mean? Yechayiv Mishum Chabura B'Shabbos only on Bali Chayim that have or. The Bali Chaim that we're mentioning in our Mishnah, where the Or is considered like Basar, is considered not to have Or, and therefore you're not Chayiv for making a Chabura in these Bali Chaim. So it goes even beyond the halachic status of Nevela, both in terms of Tumas Nevela and Achilas Nevela, but even as far as Hilchas Shabbos are concerned. So let's see. Elu Shara Sehen Kibbasar. And the following things, the Or is like Basar. Or Ha'adam, the Or of a human. So the very first sugya is going to discuss who's using the Or of a human? What exactly is this all about? Okay, we'll have to see. Va'or Chazir Shul Yishuv, and the Or of a domesticated Chazir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Or Chazir Abar. Chazir is also this week's parasha, but that's not as far as it's Or, just as far as it's Simane, one Simen Tara and one Simen Tuma. And Or Chazir Abar, that Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even the Or of a wild boar, of a wild Chazir. Va'or Chateres Shal Gamal Haraka, the skin of the, I think it means the hump of a young camel, of or harosh shel egel arach, the skin of the head of a young calf, v'or haprasos, the skin of the feet of animals, v'or beis haboshes, the skin of the rechem of a nekeva, v'or hashlil, the skin of a fetus, v'or shel tachas ha'alya, the skin underneath the tail, v'or hanaka, v'akoach, v'altoa, v'achomet, different types of shrotzim. There are also so soft that it has a din of basar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, haltoa kechulda, that the Or of the haltoa has a din of a chulda, which has harder skin and is not considered like basar because it's not so soft, therefore it's not metame. V'kulan, but all of these soft skins that we mentioned in the Mishnah, she'ibdon o shehilich ben, if you tan them or you put them out as a mat on the ground that you walk on, kedei avoda, enough that people walk on it to the point that it gets worked, it gets tanned to the point that it hardens, tahorin. Then it becomes tar, chutz me'ara adam. Ara adam, if you use human skin, even if you use it as a rug in your living room for the last 20 years, if it's human skin, it's always going to be tame. So it says Rabbi Yochum and Nuriyom, it says Mishnah rather weiter, Rabbi Yochum and Nuri says, Shmonas Ratzim Yeshlan Oros. This idea that you mentioned, the Or, Ha'anaka, Vakoch, Valta, Vachomet, that all of these things that have Orosei and Rachim, not true. They really have Oros, their Oros are considered Kashim, their Oros really have a status of Or. So the Dor Ravi just raises the question. Dor Ravi is one of the classical Achronim on Maseches Chulin, wrote a giant Sefer. On Maseches Chulin, he named his Sefer Dor Ravi'i because he's a fourth generation descendant of the Chasam Sofer and proud of it. So he called the Sefer Dor Ravi'i. So in the Dor Ravi'i, he writes that the Mishnah does seem a little bit out of order. This last sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't belong after we talk about She'ibda and Shehalach ben Kedei Avoda. It really belongs right after we mention the Shratzim that we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. That's when we should have said this. So the Dor Ravi'i points out, we just didn't want to break up the Tanakama too much. We wanted to get like all the Tanakama, everything Tanakama had to say first, and then we mentioned Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, so Amar Ula. So let's get into this issue of Or Adam. So says Ula, Dvar Torah Or Adam Tahar. Human skin is really Tahar. It's not considered Or Rach, that's considered Bas or Ameis, to the point that it would be Tamei. Umatam Amru Tamei, why do we assume that Or Adam is Tumas Meis? Gzera Shemiyasa Adam Oros Oros Aviv V'imo Shetichin. We're afraid that people, after their parents die, will take their skins and make them into rugs. And because people might do that, they have to make a Gzera of Tuma on Oros. What? This is, the Rishonim are very bothered by this. Was this an issue? Was this something that people were doing? Were Jews absolute barbarians? That this is what they were doing? So this is a discussion that a number of the Rishonim have. Tosfos raises the issue first. And Tosfos says that, first of all, why is it only Avi V'Ima? Why would I use mom and dad's skin? Use anybody's skin, right? Meaning some of them just they'll take Oros Mesim and they'll use them as skin. So the Chum were not Gozer Tumah, not to be Mezalzel in Oros Stam Anashim. And he says, Tosfos, the concern was equally true that they would use Oros of anybody to make them into rugs, but they wouldn't have made a Gzeras Tumah just on account of other people's skin, just on account of the Isser of getting Hanam in Ameis. Ah, that's one Isser. iser. But an iser of kibbut aveim also? So we mezalzel and covered of ve'imo? So that they had to make a gzera, and only on account of the combination of anam and amesim kvod of ve'imo, which makes it even more difficult to understand that this was a real problem to use everybody's skin. The Ramban explains that it's dafka oros of ve'imo, that they were choshesh because of people's love for of ve'imo. We're afraid that they'll want to use their skin to have a little piece of mom and dad with them at all times. And and initially it wasn't going to be a rug. Initially it was something they'd stand in front of it and be maspid it and whatever. And then after a while, it would make a good rug also. And then they'll come to use it as a rug as well. That's what the Ramban writes. Hard to get into the psychology of all this to understand what this what would have motivated people to do this. In the Tshuva Radvaz, he says it's also dafka orosav v'imo that they were choshesh, because the chash is based on the minog that they used to think in ancient times that shtichim made out of oros, that rugs made out of oros, mats made out of oros, help for kishuv, to save a person from milchama. And that we're going to see in the Gemara in tomorrow's daf. And because of that kishuv, so the closer that you were to the person whose skin it was, the better it was to help you in times of milchama. So it was dafka of ve'imo, because from a kishuv perspective, it was considered to be particularly helpful. The Rashba just writes that the gzera was mishum kol adam, and we just mentioned of ve'imo to emphasize that without this gezeirah, this was such a concern that people would have even done this with aviv imo. That's how bad this concern was. So again, it's a cultural thing, apparently. Some say that this comment was said with regard to the Seifa, where the Seifa said, that all other oros that are considered soft and considered like basar, if you harden them over time, they now take on the status of or and become tohar, except for or adam. Or adam is going to be tummy no matter what. So Amrula Dvar Torah, or adam she'ibdo tohar, really on a daraisa level, or adam should also become tahar when it hardens. Umatama mutame, and it's on that we said that why did the Chazal say that it will always remain tameh? Because of gzera that you might come to use them. So the gzera was not on the initial tumah of or adam. That's a dinta raisa that it has initial tumah. The gzera was that it never loses that tumah status. So man de masna reisha, the one who understood the gzera to be talking about the initial status, kol shkena seifa, obviously holds that even after it's used as a rug, that it's still tamei, is also a din derabanan. But uman demasiyah sefer, if you say that only the second din is a din derabanan, avla reisha tumah d'oraisa. Obviously, on the reisha, you would hold that that's tumah d'oraisa. That initially the or adam has tumah d'oraisa because it's considered to be very very soft. I ask Tosos and Maseches Nida, wait a second, what kinds of people are these? These are people that are willing to be nanim in a mace. They're willing to violate kibbut aveim. They're willing to use these skins in a way that is asur mida oraisa. So how do we stop them? We call it tamei. If these are people who are willing to violate, that is the raisa, so they're not going to violate tumah. They're going to be so concerned about tumah. So Tosfos says, yeah, people are funny like that. You know, sometimes people are very makbid about a yesh machmirim in a Mishnah Berurah, but they're not so makbid about one of the Aseres HaDibros or something. You know, you have people like this. People are funny. You can't exactly predict where a person is going to express their religiosity and where they're just not going to care. So maybe they had to make this that this because they understood this because they would help. The Ramban and the Rashba said there's a very practical reason why this gezeira would help. Because when people were tameh, they noticed that certain people stayed away from them. People who wanted to avoid tumah. So socially, it became difficult for them if they were tameh. So they were very makbar and tumah because they didn't want to create social problems for themselves. But as far as their own personal behaviors and what they did with their parents' bodies, that they weren't so careful about, because that's not going to create social problems for them. Okay, va'or chazir. Then we said the skin of the chazir shel yishuv, and Rabbi Yehuda holds even the skin of a chazir abar is soft enough. So b'maykamifki, what are they arguing about? Mar sover hay ashun v'hay rakich, umar sover hay nami rakich machlokas, whether they're both soft or only one of them is soft. Or chater shel gamal araka. Then we said the or of the hump of the soft camel. The kama gamal araka. What's the shear? Meaning, at what stage do we assume that it's a soft skin of the camel? Amru ulam Rabbi Shimon Levi calls man shlo tana as long as it hasn't yet carried any burdens. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, he gives man a lit on the lo tana mahu. What if it's old enough? It's big enough. The camel could be carrying burdens, but it hasn't actually carried anything yet. Is this din tali on whether it has actually carried or whether it's reached the time where it could carry? And by the same token, you could ask it in the reverse. What if it's not yet really old enough to be towing, but it was already towing? Do we assume that hardens the skin? Teku, the Gemara leaves both of those shailas unresolved. So yes, Reish Lakish coming by Ulay. Reish Lakish was asking the following: Kama gamal araka? What exactly is the shear of a gamal araka? Amar le Rabbi Shmuel Barabbas. Rabbi Shmuel Barabbas said to Reish Lakish, Hachi Amar Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Kolz man shlo tana, as long as it never carried a masa. So Amar le Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Shmuel Barabbas, after he provided that answer, Tivli kivli, I want you to sit across from me. You said something so great, it's like Yashakayach, really wonderful. Yosef Rabbi Zeira v'kami ba'ilei. In a different incident, Rabbi Zeira was also bothered by this kama gamal araka. He too was wondering what a gamal araka was. So like Reish Lakish, Rabbi Zeira struggled with the same issue. Amalei Ravin Barchinna, but instead of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba answering the question, Ravin Barchinna answered Rabbi Zeira, Hachi Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, quoting from the same Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that calls man shlotana, that calls man that it's not towing, it's that it never carried a masa, it's still going to be considered soft. So Hava Katanila, when Ravin was teaching this din, and he said to Rabbi Zeira, the same din, that the shear of Gamal Aracha is called man shlotana, so Amalei Chada Havyalach Amarta, that you only have one chiddush, you already said this, so why would you keep repeating it? So when he said it the second time, in the second story at least, when the story involved Rabbi Zeira and Ravin, so Rabbi Zeira lashes out at him. Why would you repeat this? You already said this one time, you're just trying to show off your chachma. So Tachazi, says Gemara, note the difference in the way Reish Lakish reacts when he hears the din, where he's mechabed the person, sit across from me, yashukalach, and the way Rabbi Zeira reacts when he hears the din, where the second person says it a second time, he's like, well, what are you trying to brag for? So Tachazi, ma bin takifi aradi Yisrael lechaside de Bavel. Look at the difference between the takifim of Eretz Yisrael. They're, even the strong-minded people of Eretz Yisrael are so much softer than even the chasidim in Bavel. Reish Lakish was considered to be among the takifei Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuman, Daf Tesam Beis, that Reish Lakish would not speak with anybody in the shuk. He was very machbid not speaking to a Rasha, so he wouldn't just speak with anybody. And if a person spoke with Reish Lakish in the Shuk, you knew that you could rely on that person to lend him money, and you didn't need aidim. He was definitely the most trustworthy person. So that's Reish Lakish was a takif. He was very machbid. He was very discerning about who he even spoke to. So, but he's a takif Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Zeira was Chaside de Bavel. The Gemara Ba Metzia Daf Pehei Amud Aleph tells us that every 30 days Rabbi Zeira would check his tzidkus to see that it was still intact. How would he see that his tzidkus was still intact? He would walk into a tanur, a lit tanur, to see if it would affect him, to see if it would burn him, to see if the Eish Shel Gehenim will yet be able to burn him. So an unusual tzaddik that he was able to make such a test to see if he would be damaged. And Rashi explains that even though Rabbi Zeira ultimately went to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says that he fasted 40 tainios in order that he should forget all the Torah that he learned in Bavel. So initially he was a real Bavel Torah scholar. So eventually he went to Eretz Yisrael and he wanted to become an Eretz Yisrael Dikiyid, so he fasts 40 fasts to be able to start with a clean slate. But anyway, so that's the difference between the Takifei Eretz Yisrael, who are so much softer than the Chaside de Bavel. Okay, Va'or Harosh, the Or Rosh of Negel Arach, we said, is also so soft that it doesn't have a din of Or, it has a din of Basar. Vikama, what's the shear of Vikama Egel Arach? What's the shear? How long is it considered an Egel Arach for? So Ulam Amar Ben Shnaso, only in its first year of life. Rabbi Yochanan Amar calls man Sheyomek, as long as it's still nursing from its mother. So Yibayilu, Heichi Kamar Ula, Ben Shnaso Vahu Sheyonek, is Ula saying that it's got to be in its first year of life, but only also if it's nursing but once it stops nursing, even if it's within its first year of life, or after the year is over, even if it's still nursing, then the or hardens and it's no longer considered or arach. Va'amar le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Ula, kol zman sheyonek, no, even after the first year, it's only dependent on being yonek, meaning Ula held in order for it to be or arach, you needed two qualifications. It had to be in the first year and be yonek, and Rabbi Yochanan says, not only yonek, that's all you still need. Odilma Ula ben Shnasa Kamar Bein Yonek Bein Sheino Yonek. Or maybe Ula was just saying first year of life is the only factor, that we don't look at whether it's nursing or not. V'amalei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Shnasa V'ushe Yonek. And Rabbi Yochanan is saying, now I agree first year is a factor, but it's not the only factor. It's also got to be Yonek. So the Gemara seems to be assuming that they can't just be arguing with totally different criteria, that it's not minakatze alakatze, that Ula holds that the only criteria is the year, and Rabbi Yochanan holds the only criteria is yonik. One of them holds that both of these things are criteria, and one of them holds that only one of them is criteria. I'm not sure why the Gemara assumes that way, but that's what the Gemara assumes. Tashma, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Zman Sheyonik. Rabbi Yochanan says the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan is Kol Zman Sheyonik, which makes it sound like he's adding on to the qualification of Ula. The Im Isa, and if you're going to say that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to be Mema'it from Ula and hold that even when it's Betok Shana, it's not considered Orarach if it's no longer Yonik, V'hu Sheyonik Mibayilei. He should have said V'hu Sheyonik, that I agree to the 1 year thing, but that's only if it's Yonik. So Shema Mina, so you see that in order for it to be considered Orarach, Ula requires both conditions, that it has to be Betok Shana and Yonik, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and holds that that as long as it's Yonik, as long as it has one of them, either it's Yonik or it's Betok Shana, it's considered to be Orarach. Now the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ran all point out that once the Gemara resolves Rabbi Yochanan, we still have a suffix. What's the Shita of Ula? Is it told in Yonika as well, or only in the age of Tokshana? But the Iker suffix of the Gemara wasn't really about Ula. It was really to explain Rabbi Yochanan, because the Halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan anyway, since Rabbi Yochanan was Ula's Rebbe. So even though the Gemara never really went back to say, what does Ula really hold? It's not relevant what Ula really holds. What's most relevant is what Rabbi Yochanan holds, because that's the way we're going to Paskin anyway. So says Gemara now, do we hold the Halacha that Or Harosh of Negal Arach is in fact Metame? Boy Minei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish raised the Shaila. Or Harosh of Negal Arach Ma'u Sheyetame is whatever you consider Or Harach, a Negal Arach, the Or Harosh of Negal Arach, whatever your definition is, Rabbi Yochanan's definition, Ula's definition, is it true? Is it true that it's metame like basar, or is it not metame? So it tells us very. But what do you mean? Is it true? It's a mishnah. That was our mishnah. It's a stam mishnah. It was paskin like a stam mishnah. So it tells us explains that Rish Lakish was asking on a ma'isa shahaya that what happened was that they had taros that touched an or rosh of negel arach of a nevela, and the question was, should we be noeg la'alacha like our mishnah, or should we be, or is there anyone that argues? So the levarie, the zari yitzchak, many of the achronim say, what do you mean? If you knew our Mishnah, what kind of suffix? Halacha is always like a Stam Mishnah, especially according to Rabbi Yochanan holds that Halacha Kestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says that way in Shabbos Daf Mem Vav, that Halacha is always Kestam Mishnah. So what's Rish Lakish asking from Rabbi Yochanan over here, as if there's a suffix? So in Tos HaRashi explains that Rish Lakish was also aware that in the Braisa, there's another Shita, and the Shita of the Mishnah is quoted in the Braisa as a Das Yachid. And that's why he was asking, does the Halachic Stam Mishnah apply even over here? In the Sefer Halichos Olam, he asks that Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish lived after the Churban, so they weren't knowing Tuma and Tahara. So how could it be that he asked him about a Maisa Shahaya? I mean, that's what we're assuming, that there was a, that's what Tosfos points out, that they're asking about a Maisa Shahaya. There was no Tuma and Tahara. What are they asking about a Maisa Shahaya? So the Sefer Zeri Yitzchak, he suggests that he was asking for that it could be Nogeya Bezman Azeh for people who eat Chulin B'Tahara. Who in the world eats Chulin B'Tahara? You should know, the Magen Avraham in Simin Tafresh Gimel, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, the Magen Avraham writes that during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, there are certain Hasidim that are Noeg to only eat food that was never Hukshar L'Kabal Tuma, because they're Noeg during Aseres Yimei Tshuva to eat Chulin B'Tahara. Like, add that to the list of certain Chumras that people take on during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So maybe that was the Maisa Shaya where they needed to know the Tuma status. So anyway, so Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, or Rosh HaGarach Ma'u Sheyitame. Samalei, Eino Metame. It's not Metame, it's not considered soft. stopped. You told us the following things that are Orosein Kibbisaran, Va'ar Rosh Alegal Arach, and you counted Ar Rosh Alegal Arach. Amalei, Al Tikniteni, Blashon Yachar, Ani Shona Osa. I learned the Mishnah to be only speaking within the Lashon Yachar, within a Das Yachid of a particular Tana, but not that we paskin like that Mishnah. It loses the status of a Stam Mishnah. Ditanya, because we have a Brisa that tells us as follows. Hashochet as Ola, if a person shechts a carbon Ola, and during the Shechita he has Makshev as Pigul, Lahaktir Kazayas or Shetachas Al Yachutz Makomo, to burn a Kazayas of the Or that's underneath the tail. Outside of the Azara, Pasul, the carbon is Pasul, because that Or is considered to be like Basar, and it's like being Maktir Basar, and it's not like I mean the Halacha is that it requires Haktara like Basar, and not Hafshata like Or of a carbon Ola. So when you make a Machsheva's Pigle to be Maktir Shalokadin, that's a Machsheva of an Avoda that's really way to be done with it, but you're having a Machsheva to do it in the wrong place, so that's why it has the ability to Pasul. But Vein Bokaris, there's no Karis, because your Machshava was Chutzal Mekomo, was not a Machshava was Chutzal Zmano. But Chutzal Zmano, if you have a Machshava of being Maktir, this piece of skin of a carbon Ola, Chutzal Zmano, so this piece of skin of a carbon Ola is a din of Basar, therefore it belongs on the Mizbeach, Machshava Chutzal Zmano, of that which belongs being burnt on the Mizbeach, to burn it Chutzal Zmano on the Mizbeach is Pigel, Pigel v'chevno v'kareis. So, but Elazar ben Yehuda ish Avlom Omer Mishum Rabbi Yaakov v'cheno Yerushim ben Yehuda ish Kfar Ikum Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon. But there is a Das Yachid of Tanaim that says that it's not only the skin that's under the tail that has a din of basar. Echad ar prasos ve'echad ar harosh shalegel arach ve'echad ar shal tachsa alya ve'kol shemanu chum legabituma sharasein kibusar. And anything that we say legabituma that the or is like the basar. So all of these things as far as pigul is concerned as well. Well, the or is like the basar, and therefore on a carbonola, these parts of the skin would have to be burnt on the mizbeach by a carbonola, and therefore machsheves pigul of burning them chutzal zmano would be a real machsheves pigul. So lahavi or shel beis haboshes. So the Gemara just stops in the middle of the brisa to explain what we mean kol shemanu chachamim, meaning even including the or of the rechem that it would have a din of basar. So now the brisa continues that those oros that the Tanai disagreed with Tanakama about chutzal mekomo pasul. If you have machshava of being makti them chutzal mekomo, then it's pasul. Ve'in bo karis, but no karis, because machshava is chutzal mekomo is not pigul. It's only pasul. Chutzal zmano pigul v'chayv not karis. But if you have machshava is chutzal zmano, then it's pigul and you're chayv karis. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan says, you see from this brisa that our Mishnah must only follow a das yachid of Elazar ben Yehuda that's quoted in the brisa, who holds that or rosh of egel arach is actually considered like basar. But the chum and the brisa disagree, and they hold that the or is considered kasha, and it's not considered like the basar. That only the or tachas ha'alya is considered like basar, and therefore we go against our mishnah because our mishnah only reflects the shita of a das yachid. Va'or beis ha'prasos. We also said that the or of the feet of the animal has a din of basar. So my beis ha'prasos. What are the beis ha'prasos? Ravam prasos mamish. Literally the bottom of the leg. Rabbi Chanina Amar rechuva nemkeresim arosh. No, it's all the way up to the knee that could get sold along with the head. Now, it says in this week's parasha that there are shmona shratzim. The pasuk says, "V'zelechem atamei basharetz hasharetz ala aretz hacholed va'achbar va'tzav l'mineyu va'anaka va'koach va'alta va'chomet va'tinshames." And the Torah says, all of these things are tameim lachem b'chol hasharetz kolanogeba b'mosam yitma ada aretz. So the brisa darshins from these psukim that there are oros that are metamei b'tumas nevela like basar, and there are oros that are not metamei like basar. The question is, which are which? So Or ha'anaka. Our Mishnah said that the Or ha'anaka has a din of basar. So Gemara brings a brisa that explains the din of our Mishnah, that Or of the anaka, the kalach, the alta, the chomet, are all metame. The brisa says, from the fact that the Torah says, Eila tameim lechem b'chol sharetz, kol negeim b'mosim yitma da'arev, and it doesn't say, Eila tameim lechem without the letter hey, it says, Eila ha'tameim lechem, not Eila tameim lechem. So from the Osei, we darshan, ha'tameim l'rabos orosein kibisaran, to tell me that the or of these shratzim is like their basar. Yachal afilu kulan, you might think that that's true of all shmona shratzim, tamalomer Eila. That's why he says, no, only Eila, only the chol the Achbar, the Tzav, our Orem Kasha, are not like this, but the other five are like this. Va'ela kuluk sivi. But wait a second, the word Ela seemed to be going on everything. So Amarav, Liminehu hivsike inyan. That in at the end of the first pasuk, from the word Liminehu, it pauses and tells us that the Shratzim that are written up until that point are different than the Shratzim that are written in the following pasuk. So that's how we know we can put them in different categories. V'luchshav nami tinshemes. Why don't we say tinshemes, which is in the second pasuk as well? So it's or should be matami kibisara. Amar Shlomo Bar Yitzchak, Rav Tana hu v'tani tinshemes. Rav is a Tana, and he could disagree with the Mishnah. He learns tinshemes as well. V'tani don lo tani tinshemes. But our Tana and our Mishnah didn't say tinshemes. Amar Sheshes Brei Ravini Tana didon savelak Rabbi Yuda. Our Tana holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yuda in the Mishnah that holds that an or halta'a, which is very thick, is not metame kibsara, da azl basar gishta. You follow the feel of the skin. Ubigishta dalta kamiflagi. And the feel of the skin of the halta'a is in fact the machlokas between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda. Is it thick enough to be considered like art? Tana Kama holds that it's considered like basar because it's not considered thick enough, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, it is thick enough to be considered like art, and it's therefore not metame kibasar. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Kulan Ibn.